to the finished product. Very useful. Workshop. No one in your workshop is bringing you the poem and say, I'll show you this poem for a buck. Right? I'm not asking for that. So why is the language of that there all the time? And I think this is some of that language that I think we'll be talking about. Why is that there? Right? It's there because it's snuck in by mistake. It's snuck in because you're trying to think that if I want to make a poem eventually down the road that someone will buy, I have to start thinking about it even before it's ready, as if it is a product. But it isn't. It's something in the process. Something in process. And that, when you talk about treating something as if it's in process, you're not talking about judging it in competition. You're not talking about deciding whether to buy it or not buy. You're talking about things like your kids. You're talking about things like your family. You're talking about things like your pets, maybe, raising them up, where you're given the responsibility of bringing it up to be the best, the fullest, happiest thing that it can be. When my poems are happy with them, and I'm happy with themselves, and I'm happy with them, then, and only then, will I ask you why. Before that, it's totally inappropriate to ask that question. Totally inappropriate. And when you say, I've heard good things about free writing, but when I hear it, it's a little bit different, that makes perfect sense. There is no free writing in the world that is either intended or should be listened to with the ears that judge whether it's good enough to buy or not. When I came into this room, everybody here was talking. I love that. Sometimes I walk into my classes, they're all talking, I just sit there. Time goes on, they're just talking, it's like a restaurant. And someone eventually says, aren't you supposed to teach us something? Yeah, but listen to the sound of your voices. I'll bet none of you looked across the table and said, that really wasn't very well said. I don't know whether it was. You're using language, right, for the purpose that is to be useful, which is to engage with each other, not just to communicate your ideas. You're not your dinner companion, you're not audience. You're engaging with each other, and you listen to each other by engaging with each other. So, how do we take that, which is a total fertile ground? There must have been, I don't know, 20,000-30,000 words uttered in this room since I walked in here, not including my name. How do we encourage people to speak on the page with that much fluidity and excitement and engagement on the understanding that there's somebody there to listen to them? And at the same time, take a piece of work that's made out of words that we know needs some help and get that help without crushing our conversational power, without crushing that which makes this conversation alive. That answer is free writing. Free writing. But not free writing as in, here, you got 2 minutes, write me a poem. I'll slam. Free writing as in, this is the exercise that we're going to do. That's going to create, it's going to break down some of that barrier between the way in which language pours out of our heads because our brain and our mouth are really close, and get them to come down our arm. It's a long trip. Okay? Think about how many words you've said. Millions. Think about how many words you've written. Maybe a few hundred thousand. Proportionally, you have trained yourself to speak with all the fluidity that you will find when you see a poem that makes you stand up and go, oh, that's a real voice. Hear that. And it's all the work of poetry and prose and nonfiction and good journalism and songwriting is to get that thing to make that journey all the way down to here, all the way out to here, through all the resistances that there are in the page and the hand